Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
Confused on where to start with weight loss medication? See the lowest prices available with or without insurance for Wegovy, Zepbound, and more at TryLifeMD.com. 95% of LifeMD patients said starting their weight loss journey was simple. Listen to Tara's story after losing 42 pounds.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. I had gone from 237 to 195. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
Get your free insurance benefits check in minutes right now at TryLifeMD.com. Nearly 96% of patients said they would recommend the LifeMD program to anyone who wants to lose weight. Get started right now at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
The true change comes from you. The true change comes from within us. That's where it comes from. Each individual taking ownership of what the fuck they need to do in life. Period. That's all it comes down to.
There's people out there that don't want to see you do good. As you know, there's people out there that don't want to see you happy, don't want to see you accomplish anything, don't want to see you grow. There's people out there that don't want to see you be everything that you are. There's people out there that are threatened by your greatness.
You know, if you take people and you expose them voluntarily to things that they are avoiding and are afraid of, you know, that they know they need to overcome in order to meet their goals, their self-defined goals. If you can teach people to stand up in the face of the things they're afraid of, they get stronger. The things that you do and that you don't do are far more important than you think. And so if you act that way, of course, the terror of realizing that is that it actually starts to matter what you do. And you might say, well, that's better than living a meaningless existence. It's better for it to matter. But I mean, if you really asked yourself, would you be so sure if you had the choice? I can live with no responsibility whatsoever. The price I pay is that nothing matters. Or I can reverse it and everything matters. But I have to take the responsibility that's associated with that. It's not so obvious to me that people would take the meaningful path. All my belief systems have collapsed. It's like, yeah, maybe. Maybe you've just allowed them to collapse because it's a hell of a lot easier than acting them out.
Recreating you, and you have the power to do that. You can decide that you're going to change. You can decide that you're going to stand up to life. You can decide that I'm going to live each day as if it were my last.
You're not trying to get to perfection right now. You're just trying to get a little bit better than you were yesterday or an hour ago.
You gotta start protecting your life. Everybody don't deserve you. Everybody don't deserve access to your life.
Because you're not everything you could be, and you know it. Perhaps there's another way that you could look at the world, and so what it would reflect back to you would be much better than what it reflects back to you now.
Breakdowns happen right before breakthroughs. So I pray you break that cycle that's trying to break you. I pray you kill those thoughts that are trying to kill you. No mistake is too great. As long as you forgive you. You always have a choice. Never stay silent about your battles. Give your pain a voice. It's okay to not be okay. We're all on struggle away. Your change is gonna come. You just keep believing day by day. This storm will eventually run out of rain.
And there are things as you have your goals, things are going to happen to you that you can't anticipate. Some of you are in the eye of the storm now. Things are going to happen. And don't say, why does it have to happen to me? Why not you?
That's what we do. We go like, what's the meaning of life? As though someone's supposed to tell us. And he's saying, no, actually, life is asking you that question. Existence asks you that question. And you answer it with your choices and decisions and the life. So your life is the answer.
Because if you think that action is the end all be all, you end up doing action for the sake of doing action, right? So I feel like I should always be doing and doing and doing, but sometimes you're just supposed to be. And oftentimes just sort of being there and sitting there and being still is where really great insights come from. And this is also where happiness comes from. You know, it's hard to be happy and appreciate and feel gratitude when you're just moving all the time. You gotta remember it's human being, not human doing.
And most people are not in the moment. And it's really challenging. You know, monitoring your thoughts is noticing where your mind is going, noticing what you're thinking. And is what you're thinking taking away from the moment? Is what you're thinking something that's driven by the past? Is what you're thinking is about something that somewhere else you want to be?
People go, okay, here's really what I want to do. And this is what I'm trying to accomplish. And then they see all these other things that other people are doing. And then they kind of see that as like a grab bag. And they're like, and I want a little of this and a little of this and a little of this. And I want it all at the same time. And that's not really possible. I'm on a path that's taking me further away from what I want my ideal day to look like. That's not success. What does like an ideal day of your life look like? Like maybe not right now, but like what do you want a day in your life to look like? Well, what does that actually cost? Could you have that now? Do you have to have a life that you don't like so that at the end of it, potentially you're lucky enough to go there? Or could you find a way to get that now? I'm trying to think about this on a regular basis. Is my life resembling what those days are supposed to look like? And if I have too many days in a row that don't resemble what I want my day to look like, I go, I'm having the opposite of success.
I always say, like, if fear was a door and behind this door was all this negativity, things that I'm saying, like, I'm gonna lose, I'm gonna suck, I'm never gonna walk through that door. So in order for me to walk through the door, even though the door is super scary, I have to make empowering things on this side of the door. Right, I'm gonna learn, I'm gonna grow. Even if I don't win, it's gonna be something valuable in it. So let me walk through this door, right? Even though it might not be perfect, I'm still gonna find growth inside of this.
There's times in your life when things are gonna happen that you've got to begin to put your dream on hold.
If for 10 years, if you didn't avoid doing what you knew you needed to do, by your own definitions, right, within the value structure that you've created to the degree that you've done that, what would you be like? Well, you know, there are remarkable people who come into the world from time to time, and there are people who do find out over decades-long periods what they could be like if they were who they were, if they spoke their being forward. And they get stronger and stronger and stronger, and we don't know the limits to that. We do not know the limits to that.
And so by being all in, I'm bringing all of me to it. I'm going to bring all of myself to the situation.